This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of bone grafting from the basic science section on orthobullets.com. A bone graft is a material with either osteoconductive, osteoinductive, and or osteogenic properties, and these can include autografts, allografts, demineralized bone matrix, synthetics, bone morphogenic protein, and stem cells. There are almost 1 million bone grafting procedures performed in the U.S. each year, with a growth of almost 13% per year. Indications for bone grafting include assisting in healing of fractures, delayed unions or non-unions. They can also assist in arthrodeses and spinal fusions, and they can also replace bone defects from trauma or tumor. As far as resorption rates, relative resorption rates of bone graft substitutes from fastest to slowest include calcium sulfate, then tricalcium phosphate, and then hydroxyapatite. With respect to outcomes, allograft retrieval studies are helpful in understanding the body's response to allografts. 5 years after implantation, allograft articular cartilage is completely acellular, that is, no donor or recipient chondrocytes will be present. Bone graft has aspects of one or more of three properties, which are osteoconductive, osteoinductive, and osteogenic. Osteoconductive materials act as a structural framework for bone growth, such as demineralized bone matrices. The various three-dimensional makeups of the material dictate the conductive properties. Osteoinductive materials contains factors that stimulate bone growth and induction of stem cells down a bone-forming lineage. Bone morphogenic protein is the most common from the transforming growth factor beta or TGF-beta superfamily. Osteogenic materials directly provide cells that will produce bone, including primitive mesenchymal stem cells, osteoblasts, and osteocytes. Mesenchymal stem cells can potentially differentiate down any cell line. Osteoprogenitor cells differentiate to osteoblasts and then osteocytes. Cancellous bone has a greater ability than cortical bone to form new bone due to its larger surface area. Autologous bone graft, such as fresh autograft and bone marrow aspirate, is the only bone graft material that contains live mesenchymal precursor cells. With respect to antigenicity, allograft is a composite material and therefore has many potential antigens, such as cell surface glycoproteins. Class 1 and class 2 antigens on the graft are recognized by host T lymphocytes and elicit an immune response. Immunogenic cells are marrow-based, endothelium, and retinacular activating cells. Bone marrow cells elicit the greatest immune response. An extracellular matrix also acts as an antigen. Type 1 collagen stimulates both humoral and cell-mediated responses. And remember that non-collagenous matrix include proteoglycans and osteocalcin. Hydroxyapatite has not been shown to elicit an immune response. Primary rejection is cell-mediated, related to incompatibility of the major histocompatibility complex. Now let's do a quick review of the different types of bone graft. Autograft includes cancellous bone graft, cortical bone graft, and vascularized bone graft. Cancellous bone graft has less structural support, greater osteoconduction, and rapid incorporation via creeping substitution. Cortical bone graft has slower incorporation due to the need to remodel existing haversian canals. Interstitial lamellae are preserved for cortical bone grafts and they provide more structural support, but it's important to remember that 25% of massive grafts sustain insufficiency fractures. Vascularized bone grafts are technically challenging, however they have quicker union and cell preservation. Examples include a free fibula strut graft whose vascular supply is the peroneal artery, free iliac crest graft whose vascular supply are the deep circumflex iliac arteries, distal radius graft, which are used for scaphoid fractures whose vascular supply is the 1-2 intercompartmental superretinacular artery branch off the radial artery. Allografts include fresh allografts, fresh frozen allografts, and freeze-dried allografts, otherwise known as croutons. Fresh allografts have the highest risk of disease transmission and immunogenicity, which is a testable point. Fresh allografts have BMP preserved and therefore they are osteoinductive. Fresh frozen allografts have less immunogenicity than fresh allografts, however, like fresh allografts, BMP is preserved and therefore they are also osteoinductive. Freeze-dried allografts or croutons are the least immunogenic. They have the least structural integrity, They are BMP depleted, making them purely osteoconductive, and they have the lowest likelihood of viral transmission. Demineralized bone matrix, like graft-on demineralized bone matrix, is both osteoinductive and osteoconductive. It contains collagen, bone morphogenic proteins, transforming growth factor beta, and residual calcium. However, it does not contain mesenchymal precursor cells. Moving on to synthetics, examples of synthetics include silicate-based grafts, aluminum oxide, calcium phosphate grafts, calcium sulfate, choline hydroxyapatite, and calcium carbonate. With respect to aluminum oxide, alumina ceramic bonds bind to bone in response to stress and strain. Calcium phosphate grafts are characterized by both osteoconduction and osteointegration. It biodegrades very slowly, and it's important to remember that calcium phosphate grafts have the highest compressive strength, which has been a testable point. Many calcium phosphate grafts are prepared as ceramics, and they are heated to fuse into crystals. Examples of calcium phosphate grafts include tricalcium phosphate, Norion by Synthes, and hydroxyapatite, which has the trade name Collagraft by Zimmer. Choline hydroxyapatite has a calcium carbonate skeleton that is converted to calcium phosphate via a thermo exchange process. Calcium carbonate is basically chemically unaltered marine coral. It's osteoconductive, and examples include Biocoral, aka Inoteb, from France. Examples of bone growth factors include BMP, TGF-beta, IGF-2, and PDGF. Now let's go through some of these different bone graft options in a bit more detail. Allograft is basically bone graft obtained from a cadaver and inserted after processing. It's the most commonly used bone substitute. Again, its properties are basically osteoconductive only due to a lack of viable cells. The degree of osteoconduction available depends on the processing method, like if it's fresh, fresh frozen, or freeze-dried, and the type of graft, like if it's cortical, cancellous, corticocancellous, or osteoarticular, which is used in tumor surgery. And just a quick word about osteoarticular grafts, they are immunogenic, they are preserved with glycerol or dimethyl sulfoxide, aka DMSO, they are cryogenically preserved, meaning only a few viable chondrocytes remain, and tissue-matched or syngenic grafts decrease the immunogenicity. The processing methods for allografts include debridement of the soft tissue, washing with ethanol to remove the live cells, and gamma irradiation for sterilization purposes, and dose-dependent higher doses of irradiation kills bacteria and viruses but may impair biomechanical properties. For fresh allografts, cleansing and processing removes cells and decreases the immune response, which improves incorporation. Fresh allografts are rarely used, however, due to disease transmission and the immune response of the recipient. Frozen or freeze-dried allografts reduce immunogenicity while maintaining osteoconductive properties. However, they reduce osteoinductive capabilities. The shelf life for frozen or freeze-dried allografts include 1 year for fresh frozen allografts stored at negative 20 degrees Celsius and 5 years for fresh frozen allografts stored at negative 70 degrees Celsius. And the shelf life is indefinite for freeze-dried allografts. Now moving on to synthetics. Synthetics are an alternative to autografts and allografts. Various compositions are available. They can be made into powder, pellet, or putty form, and as far as properties, they are osteoconductive only. With respect to outcomes, level 1 evidence shows that calcium phosphate bone substitutes allow for bone defect filling, early rehabilitation, and prevention of articular subsidence in distal radius and tibial plateau fractures. Moving on to bone morphogenic proteins, or BMPs, they have osteoinductive properties, and so they stimulate undifferentiated perivascular mesenchymal cells to differentiate into osteoblasts through serine-threonine kinase receptors. RhBMP2 and RhBMP7 are FDA-approved for application in long bones and the spine. Complications of BMP use include under- or overproduction of bone, inflammatory responses, and or early bone resorption. Moving on to Reamer Irrigator Aspirator, or RIA, this option provides a large volume of bone graft from an intramedullary source. The femur is the most common, but the tibia can also be used. Possible iatrogenic complications include femoral shaft fracture due to eccentric reaming and or insertion site pain around the hip abductors. As far as graft healing, there are 5 stages of graft healing. 1 is the inflammation stage, in which necrotic debris stimulates chemotaxis. 2 is the osteoblast differentiation stage, where osteoblasts differentiate from mesenchymal precursor cells. 3 is the osteoinduction stage, where there is stimulation of osteoblast and osteoclast function. 4 is the osteoconduction stage, where bone forms around the new scaffold. And 5 is the remodeling stage, which is a continual process for years. Finally, let's quickly discuss risks and complications of bone grafting. The major risk and complication is disease transmission, and the big ones to know about is hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV. The risk of hepatitis B disease transmission in musculoskeletal fresh frozen allograft transplantation is 1 in 63,000. The risk of hepatitis C disease transmission in musculoskeletal fresh frozen allograft transplantation is 1 in 100,000. And the risk of transmission of HIV in fresh frozen allograft bone is 1 in 1 million. Allografts are all tested for HIV, HBV, HCV, HTLV-1, and syphilis. Finally, serous wound drainage is another complication to be aware of, and calcium sulfate bone graft substitute is associated with increased serous wound drainage, and this is a testable point that is commonly asked about on exams. That's all for this review about bone grafting. Hopefully that was helpful. Look out for questions related to this topic on this weekend's question session, and hopefully this episode will have prepared you for that review. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on iTunes. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.